What's up, y'all? It's midnight prayer watch time. You know we must watch and pray because the enemy is out here, okay? Lurking around like a lion, seeking who he may devour. We're talking about belief tonight, and I just want to just kind of get right into intercessory prayer because we're not wasting time. I'm not wasting time, not letting the devil steal our time, because what does the enemy do but to come to kill, steal, and destroy? And I am not having it, okay? We're exercising our legal right to put the enemy back under our feet in the name of Jesus. You tried to come at me tonight? I don't think so. We put you back under our feet. You are a footstool. We trample over all serpents and scorpions in the name of Jesus and all power of the enemy. And we are going in tonight. So we are continuing to press on because we have a mark of a high calling that we are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, woo, what is going on, Lord? Oh, Father, I know that you knew ahead of time that this was going to happen, Father, because you are all knowing, you are sovereign. You are omnipotent, omniscient, Father. And God, I just thank you, Lord. And you said in your word, count it all joy when the testings and trials come, Father God, because those testing and trials will create perseverance and sharpen our faith in you, Lord. And I just thank you, Abba, that you are in this space. And I invite you in, Lord, right now. I invite you in again, Father God, because, Father, it's not our battle. You said already that you are Lord God, mighty in battle, and that when we would fight, that we would hold our peace, Father God, because this is your battle. And you've already said the outcome has been determined, and it's already won, Father God, if we would just get out of your way, Lord. And so I invite you in, Holy Spirit, to cleanse the atmosphere right now. Cleanse the spiritual atmosphere, cleanse the natural atmosphere right now, and evict any enemy, any devil, any demon that is trying to interrupt, trying to distract or even intercept, Lord, your word that is coming forth this evening, this morning, Father God. I evict that devil in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And I just wash us, Father God, with your precious blood. Oh, Father God, we know that Jesus Christ's blood is so precious and powerful, Lord. And we just wash ourselves with it, Lord, to cover, to coat us, to create it over us, Father God, a spiritual cocoon that the enemy could not even intercept or pierce through this evening, Father God. Lord, I am just so humble, Father, that this work, that this kingdom work that has been a labor of love and partnering with you and what you have called for me to do, Father God, is creating tension in the kingdom of darkness. Lord, that we would be on the most wanted list in the kingdom of darkness, Father God, because you are our big bet. You are the one that where our help comes from, Father. And so right now, Lord, arrest the atmosphere, arrest my fleshly tongue, Father, so that your word can come forth alone, so that your light and your truth, Father God, is what others would see inside of me and want more of you, Father. Oh, Lord, right now we just ask that you would just bow down heaven and that you would pour out your spirit on us, Lord. For, Father, we know that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by our spirit, Lord. It's by your spirit, Lord, rather. Your spirit is what we need in our lives, Father God. Oh, Father, right now, Lord, I just ask for your forgiveness, Father God. Father, I ask for your forgiveness in any area, Lord, that we have given the enemy place to come in and try to oppress or torment us, Father God. If there is anything, Lord, that we have done knowingly or unknowingly, that I have done knowingly or unknowingly, Father, to give the enemy place to be able to have trickery or deception to stop your word from going through, Father, I ask for your forgiveness right now, Lord. Oh, Father, that you would just create in me a clean heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, Lord. I ask right now, Father, for just your cleansing, your washing me white as snow again, Father God. For, Lord, you said in your word that you would cast our sins into a sea of forgetfulness if we will repent and confess our sins to you, and that you will never remember those sins again, and that you will wash us white as snow, Father God, separating us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. And Lord, I just ask right now that you would create that chasm between me and my sins right now, and that you would reveal, Holy Spirit, where the origin of that place was, the enemy was able to get in, Father God, so that I could completely change, that I could be transformed in that area, so that the enemy would not be able to gain ground or access again. In the name of Jesus, I seal that opening with your restorative hedge of protection, Father God. Oh Lord, surround us on every side right now, Father God. Surround us on every side. Anyone that's watching now or in the future, Father, surround us on every side with your restorative hedge of protection, Lord. We thank you, Father, that this time of prayer intercession, God, is a time where we know that you are working in hearts, that you are touching minds, that you are putting down the flesh right now, and you are softening hearts, Father God. You are chipping away at those hardened hearts, Lord. Oh, Father, we know that our hearts are hardened in certain areas, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would have your mercy, have mercy on us to not have our hearts hardened towards your word, towards the truth that you are calling us to be in accountability with this season, Lord. Oh, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have said clearly about how we are to move and operate as a body, that we cannot inherit your kingdom, Father God, if we are not believers, if we do not believe in your son and confess out of our mouth, if we do not believe, Father God, in your goodness, if we do not believe in you, if we do not allow our heart to be subject to what you have said, Father God, you have given us the prescription, Lord. And I just ask, Father, that even now that you would just rebuke that unbelief. Oh, Lord, I exercise my legal right as your daughter, Father, because you called me fearfully and wonderfully made. And I rebuke that spirit of unbelief right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name. That spirit of unbelief that would stop me from inheriting that which you have called me to. We reject you. We annul you. We redact any contract that we have signed from you in the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name. Oh, Abba, we thank you, Lord, that you are a redeemer, that you are our deliverer, that you are the one true living God that is above all names, that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are the King of Kings. Lord, have your way inside of us today. Father, have your way inside of me today. Have your way inside of everyone that is watching now or in the future, Father God. Have your way inside of them right now, Lord. Oh, Father, let your will be done, for your ways are higher than our ways, your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Father, let your way that is not our way be done. Lord, allow us to just exercise a spirit of humility, Father, for you said you resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. And even, Lord, even in the season of uncertainty, Father God, let us be certain. Let us believe. Let us completely be sold out to the belief that you are who you say you are, that you will do what you said you would do, and that you've done it already, Father God, that there will be no doubt, that there will be no second guessing this season, that it would be what you said in your word, that your promises are yes and amen, Father. Let us not even play around with who you said you are, Father God, and let us be completely sold out, completely committed, completely submitted to what you have called us to this season, where you have called us to this season, what you have called us to bring forth this season, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you again for an opportunity, Lord, to just stand on the tower and watch and pray. I thank you, Lord, that no matter what technology, no matter what access, Lord, that your word still goes forth, Father God, because you said your word would never return back to you void, but that it will accomplish the thing that you please it to do. And in that thing, it will prosper, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's able to separate joint from marrow and flesh from spirit, Father God. Oh, Lord, and it judges the heart, Father God. Thank you for your word. Lord, we love you so much. We praise your precious name, Christ Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Oh, wow. So if anybody is just tuning in right now, we are continuing to press on because we are not allowing the enemy to stop us from getting forward, moving into this prayer point. Because when I tell y'all, when Holy Spirit gave me this prayer point, it was so much that came to mind. Like, it was like a flood of everything that I could be like, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm trying to collect all the download. And what, has anybody felt like that? Hello, somebody. Has anybody felt like, whoa, whoa, I think I need to time out, Holy Spirit. I'm getting a lot as I'm asking for a wisdom and understanding to be able to really parse through all of the scriptures and break this down for me. So obviously when I'm in the reciprocating position, that you all can receive it too. So the Holy Spirit really started to discuss this concept of belief with me. It's similar to last week's, where we hear this so often about you must believe, right? That you have to, I mean, it's a part of our salvation. Is that if you don't believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead to save you, then you won't be saved. Like that's the first step before you confess with your mouth. So when you talk about the prescription that he's given us to really be in a place of belief, it's like, oh, okay, we know that. You know, last week we were talking about love and we're like, oh yeah, we know that God loves us and God is love and things like that. But then it was like, but do we really understand that? And so we had to break that thing all the way down. I mean, we was like breaking it all the way down to the granular last week. And that's where I feel like this evening, the prayer point for belief had to start was like, okay, there's so much common knowledge about belief. And when it comes to what it is that we are told and taught and indoctrinated with in believing, I think there is something that we're falling short of here that Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us tonight. So y'all hang in there with me. The first thing that I wanted to talk about with believing is, do we really believe that there is a God and that there is devil, Satan himself, Lucifer? That is, you know, not the antithesis, because he's not on God's level, but he's over here as our enemy, right? So I don't know exactly how. I'm just going to ask Holy Spirit, help me to break this down. When it comes to people really and truly getting on board with what is taking place, when it comes to your belief, a lot of people find that it's okay to still live their life without submitting it to Christ, because they don't believe that there's any penalties. They don't believe that there's any real consequences. Like, I think it's not even just atheism, but it's like that concept of, I'm gonna just be a good person. And as a good person, I'm gonna still be able to make it into whatever the positive people in the world get to. I'm like, where they do that at? Have we been asleep our whole lives? Like, there is clearly a place for people that either believe in, and God said this is a place for you when you are, if you are not for me, you are against me. Like, this is not a offense. It's not a gray area. It's not a, you know, a checkbox, or you checked 10 of the boxes out of the list of 15 so you can make it. That's not how this works. So the first thing that I heard that we needed to really grab hold of this evening is the fact that people are still like really denying themselves this truth of the fact that there is a hell that they can go to, that they, if they're just good people, and whatever good people define means, like, I guess I didn't kill anybody. I gave some money to some panhandlers on the street every now and again, or I donate a substantial sum of money to a foundation. I'm a philanthropist. I don't know what is it that we would define as good. So I don't even know where you get that from. Is there a good Bible? I'm not really following this. So this is what I'm saying is, like, this is how warped and twisted the devil has made this out to believe, because he's taking advantage of that person. And this might be you listening in right now. He's taking advantage of your unbelief in that he exists and where he's going to exist as well. And that you can't get anywhere outside of that destination until you believe that Jesus came to save you, and that God sent his son to die for your sins, and he rose him again to come to life so that you could be born again. So it's like, I think people are really just like kidding themselves. Are we just sipping the Kool-Aid that much? I mean, I know it's a lot of sugar, especially in the South, in the States. It's a lot of sugar in the Kool-Aid. And, you know, sugar's not really good for you, and it takes you to another level, but I digress. But you sipping a Kool-Aid that much that you really, truly believe that I could just be a good person, and then whatever happens after I leave this life, I'm going to make it to the best outcome that there is, because, you know, I just kind of was flying by the seat of my pants. I don't understand it. And I just want to submit to you, if you are that person and you are truly in this unbelief that the devil has you in, thinking that he don't exist, thinking that where he's going to, hell and eternal damnation, fire and brimstone, gnashing of teeth and pitch black darkness does not exist. I'm telling you, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. Wake up, please. It's time to believe. Y'all see it on the screen. It's time to believe. There is a devil. He does want to kill you. He does want to steal from you and destroy you. And he wants you to go where he's going, because he's the loser. And he knows his time is limited. So he's trying to get you to be like, oh, yeah, don't even worry about me over here. I'm still, you know, I'm gonna not mess with you, because you're doing everything I want you to do without me even having to afflict you, without me even having to oppress you. So that's where we have to catch this, y'all, is it's not about I'ma just go with the flow. Anybody heard that? I'ma just go with the flow. Let's see where this takes me. Nah, did Jesus ever go with the flow? No. What did Jesus say to Mary when he was like, oh, Joseph, I think he was 5 years old, we've been looking for you. And he's like, I can't imagine his facial expression, like, Mary, I'm about my father's business, Mary. What you talking about? Okay, I ain't worried about nothing out here. All right, what y'all need to be worried about is my father's business too, because I'm out here about to save all of y'all. But this is how I imagined the conversation going. Don't quote me on that. Anybody that's trying to, do transcription, legal Bible scholars and things like that, again, this is Delta's interpretation of that. So I just had to start there with, it's time to wake up that there is a division that is taking place. And Jesus even said it. And I think it was in Luke 10, if I'm not mistaken, where he says, do you think I came to bring peace? Nah, son, I came to bring division. I'm bringing division because either you are going to hell or you're going with me to heaven. It's not no in between. It's not no, what do they call this? Purgatory. Ain't no purgatory, y'all. You going one place or the other. It's a fork in the road. It's you either going left or you going right. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to be on the righteous path. So I think it's going to be right for righteous is what I'm thinking. But, you know, who knows? I could be wrong too. But do y'all catch that right there? That one, that's where it started, was like the enemy, the devil himself, is running rampant around you because you don't even believe he exists. And so he don't got no work to do. He's not even bothering you because you on the way with him too. So you gotta just ask the Lord to reveal to you what is it that you need to start examining and taking account for yourself, because none of us here, myself included, in Midnight Prayer Watch team, want you to go to hell, want you to go to eternal damnation, gnashing of teeth, pitch black darkness. That's the way they characterize hell in the Bible. And we know that the Bible is the word, y'all.
What's up, prayer watchers? It's Delta. I hate to cut in, but I just felt led to pause this episode for this week because I know there's a heart being softened. There's a heart being stirred as it relates to your posture in this prayer point. Believing is something that is nothing to play around with. And so we want to give you some time to allow Holy Spirit to minister to you. And we'll come back next week with the conclusion of this episode, but encourage you to get before Abba, get before him and confess to him those things that are in your heart, and make sure that you are being transparent and honest because he knows it already. So we look forward to having you come back, catch part two, but most importantly, get in your prayer time and really work through this belief system.
As we always do, you're tuning in, and we talked about this already, how powerful your belief really is. If you're at that place right now where you're just like, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want gnashing of teeth. I don't want to be that person that just like, I lived a good life, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't know that I know that I know after I expire here, where is my soul going? So if you are there and you're like, and I know that the Lord is calling me to him, call me back to him, and that he has said that if I would believe in my heart that he sent his son to die for me and save me, and he rose him from the grave again, that I would be able to be saved. And so if you would recite this prayer with me this evening, then this is the beginning of that belief manifesting in your life. So let's say this together, y'all. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now. I confess you as Lord over my life. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Yes. Amen. To anyone that's out there, we know that you're out there. You're praying that prayer. Oh, yes. You're praying that prayer right now. And we are just rejoicing with you. And trust me, Abba is rejoicing with you as well. And he's just so happy. His angels, everybody just like, yes, you came back. Your name is written into the Lamb's Book of Life right now. This watch tonight was a bit of a roller coaster, but we are still praising him in advance, everybody, because we know that it doesn't just happen to the least of us. It doesn't just happen because there is something that the enemy is trying to have come forth. It's definitely because something that the enemy, the devil himself, did not want you to receive. So if you are tuning in, there was something here for you, and we just are praying for you. We're praying for your revelation. We're praying for an impartation to take place in your life, and you receive the word in spirit and in truth. So thank you all again. We are so grateful to be in a position to uplift your prayers. So if you have any prayer requests, we are here on Midnight Prayer Watch on our tower together to fight against the enemy's plans for your life and to take back anything that he thought he stole. But he's going to have to give that back to us times seven in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank y'all again. Everybody have an awesome, amazing week. Stay up. Stay alert, y'all, and stay washed in the word.